This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Avi Avital's second recording for Deutsche Grammophon is titled Between Worlds. The title is not only an indication of the style of music you'll hear on this new release, it's also a reflection of Avi's approach to the mandolin.
I was born and raised in Be'er Sheva, the southern part of Israel. One of my neighbors from upstairs played the mandolin, and as a kid I used to listen to him playing, and I really fell in love with this instrument. And then I asked my parents to study it in the local conservatory. My first teacher immigrated from St. Petersburg in the 70s to Be'er Sheva, and he was mainly a violin teacher. He never thought of the mandolin as a limited instrument. Maybe because he was a violin teacher, he always taught us the mandolin, but he had in his head the violin, which for me was a great advantage.
Avi's next great experience happened when he traveled to Italy to continue his studies.
I went already after I done my degree at the Music Academy in Jerusalem, and I won a lot of competitions. But nevertheless, I wanted to study with a mandolin professor in Italy, and he said, no, you have to study, you know, from scratch, from the beginning, the traditional repertoire and the traditional technique. It took a lot of effort at the beginning to kind of put my ego aside and to tell myself, you have an opportunity here to learn something new. And I remember for the first half of the year, I just played scales, like I'm just beginning to play the mandolin.
On his latest release, Between Worlds, all of the composers share one thing in common. Each was inspired by folk or traditional music. The recording opens with a piece titled Sacha Dao. Avi says it really sets the mood for the entire disc.
Sulhan Tsinzadze is a Georgian composer who took Georgian folk tunes and rearranged them for string quartet originally. And we added the mandolin, of course, and some percussions to kind of spice it up a little bit. It starts with a kind of an improvisation, and then the percussions come in, and it's very, kind of upbeat piece that really you cannot put your finger, whether it's chamber music or folk music.
There's one piece on this recording that's so popular you may recognize it right away. Avi believes his arrangement of Vittorio Monti's Chardash may give it a more authentic feel.
This is the only piece in the album that originally written for the mandolin, and that's no surprise to those who know that Vittorio Monti himself was a mandolin player. But I really had to think that Vittorio Monti wasn't Hungarian at all. He was Italian composer. He was a Neapolitan composer that wrote Hungarian music. So there you go. It's a very different perspective of the music. And I had to question myself. So do I play it as a Hungarian or do I play it as an Italian? The fact that there is no solution, there's no right answer for this question is what makes it, I think, interesting.
Béla Bartók was Hungarian and one of the most significant composers of the 20th century. On this recording, Avi Avital teams up with the Chamber Academy Potsdam to recreate Bartók's vision for the six Romanian folk dances.
Really, half of the day in the studio, we practice on how we play it like folk musicians. So we really don't care about necessarily a nice and round sound, but really like play out. Even if the string buzzes, that's fine, because this is how, you know, you play when there is a dance party in the village.
Since he first heard the strains of the mandolin in the upstairs apartment in southern Israel, Avi Avital has been excited about its possibilities. As you'll hear on his latest recording, Between Worlds, those possibilities are endless. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.